Shave Shavelessass Podcast, the Masscast from podcast.shavelessass.com.
Are you ready, boys?
Yes, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
All right, now here we go.
What's up,
y'all?
What's up, pimpin'?
Yeah.
What's the deal, y'all? What's up, pimpin'?
What's up?
Chia. How are things?
So, what's up? Welcome to
podcast number 10,
Dang, y'all.
Podcast number 10, yeah.
Thanks, 10.
We should celebrate. Yay!
This should be like an anniversary episode.
Hey, welcome back, Dave.
Hey,
Dave. Hey, Dave's
back. So, you got a clap track.
Dave.
You got a clap track?
Yay.
Well.
Well, let's see.
Jump right in.
Let's do that.
Right.
Okay. Did you listen to last week's podcast?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any bitches?
Let's let Dave retort to last week's podcast.
I'm not retorting because I did all my retorts. actually, you know what pissed me off?
What?
It didn't really piss me off. I couldn't really defend myself when you were reading the email that I left on the comments.
What about
you can't read. You read my email like a school child.
Maybe it's because it was written like a school child.
It might have been.
I don't remember that, really.
No, but the way you were reading it made me sound like an idiot. But when I was writing it, I
remember you were like, my name is Dave.
No,
man.
Like
the podcast.
No, what I'm saying.
Jello is fun.
The LL Cool J.
Yeah.
I didn't read that anywhere that Jay-Z wrote his lyrics or whatever.
The very last issue of The Source I ever bought. Not because of
and
that.
And you believe what you read in The Source.
Well, it was an interview with LL Cool J. I mean, I suppose they could have, like, faked the photo session, gotten a lookalike, and just, like, lied. But I think a few people would have called him on it.
I don't know, man. That would ruin his credibility. Ruin it.
His credibility was pretty much ruined when he got his own sitcom.
Oh, okay. I will admit to that. Yeah.
That's what's wrong with having a sitcom?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, Fresh Prince did it really well. Okay, let me amend that. LL Cool J had a failed sitcom. Mm-hmm. So.
No doubt.
Well, sometimes things just don't take off.
Yeah. So, any other like retorts to the last?
No, I was cool with it all.
We got www.workable.com.
Yep. WERKABLE.com.
Back about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me, shapelessmass.com. Hopefully you're listening to this at podcast.shapelessmass.com. Sir Mildred Pierce.
Yeah. This week it's bananadean.com.
Oh, okay.
Bananadean.com.
Ding!
Bananadean.com.
Now with fluoride.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to Sir Mildred Pierce at gmail.com. And EBAOFVN at gmail.com. Thanks.
So now we're going to play a song. And I figure right at the jump, since I've been putting in a lot of hard work on this, you can check out The Fruits of My Labors. I've got a new album I'm working on, instrumental album. It's going to be called Brian Geisen Sends His Regards. And this is probably the third track. It's the third track I finished anyway, and it's called Synthetic Starlight.
So and I was lucky enough to hear it earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Lucky bastard.
Aren't the stars pretty? Yeah, let's count them. You can't count all the stars. Yes, I can.
Yeah, that was EBA with Synthetic Starlight.
You say it was me. I mean, not me, you.
It's me.
It was awesome.
It always creeps me out when people refer to themselves as another person.
Anyways, I see you got a new computer, though.
Yeah, that's you know what? It's funny, because when we went to buy this, I took Sir Mildred Pierce with me.
Right.
Because
he's a computer genius.
Yeah. And I took him along just to help me pick one out, you know, make sure I got good specs and everything. Okay. And this motherfucker's like an Arab trader.
Really?
He was like, yeah, because I was like, okay, I've got this money and this is what I want. And he's like, okay, we'll throw in some Reinhardt's gift certificates.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, check it out.
You barter.
Okay, can you?
Well, originally it was $450, right?
Yeah.
For the
I talked
tower?
Down to $320
with $40 in Reinhardt's gift certificate.
They threw in a bigger hard drive than what was originally in there.
Damn. Yeah, but here's what happened. I would be like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. And he's like, every time I'm like, yeah, that's good, he'd be like, okay, what about throwing in speakers?
Wow, good for you.
And I doubled the memory.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
512 instead of 2.
They were cool about it, too.
Okay.
But they were like, you could tell that no one had ever really, like, come at them like that before.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, I felt awkward. I felt like a fifth wheel. Like, yeah, I'm buying a computer, but he's buying it for me.
You felt like a fragile
it's
wife.
It's not a very interesting
buy
story.
A car.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Well, here's one I keep hearing all these about from different people. The Descent. Are you guys familiar with this
I've
at all?
Seen some trailers for it. They say it's going to be scarier than
Alien.
What was the other one they compared it to?
Who?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something
No,
like that?
It was something else, but no, that no, it, I don't think so.
Well, six British lady adventurers get more than they bargain for.
Hell yeah!
on a caving expedition in the Appalachian Mountains. After becoming trapped in a complex series of underground tunnels, they desperately search for a way out, while being chased by slightly naked, human-like monsters in director Neil Marshall's horrifying film.
Did he say slightly naked?
Yeah, slightly naked.
Isn't everybody...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Slimy.
Slimy.
It's dark in here. You guys have to
pardon
me. It's
dark in a cave, bitch. It's dark in a cave.
Everybody's slightly naked.
In a cave.
Not if you're like in no, come on. What about in Christmas Story when they're dressing, you know, the kid up and, you know, he's like covered from head to toe and like, you know, he can't even put his I can't put my arms down, you know. That's not slightly naked.
Yeah, definitely.
And I very much doubt Mother Teresa's ever been even remotely slightly naked.
I don't even want to see that. I don't even want to picture it in my head.
Did they just make that movie like a year ago?
Yeah.
You know what? They should call it Plummeting.
It's only now coming to the United States.
No. There was another cave movie.
Oh, yeah. It's been compared to that one, but they said it's much better.
Yeah.
For one thing, that one was a giant, like, beast that, like, lurked in the water.
So
and
this is, like, little beasts.
All the reviews and stuff I've read about this one, they keep saying that the creatures look like Smeagol.
I was going to say, is it like...
It's a bunch of mini Smeagols running around. Yeah. It did win, like, an award for best direction and best technical camera work from, I want to say, Sundance or Cannes or something like that.
How many angles can you get in a cave? Really?
They said it was
angles.
Like English people?
Angle. Not how many English people can you fit in a cave,
well,
but how many angles? How
six
many camera angles can you fucking fit
one.
In a cave?
It's not a real cave. It's a set.
I...
Ooh, in your face. In your fucking face.
I'll give it 5. I'm fairly neutral on it. I'm not into those kind of movies and
yeah. I'm gonna give it like 6.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably gonna for one thing it's supposed to be really misogynistic. That's
well,
what's
all women, right?
Yeah. Being bumped off.
Actually I'll give it 6.
For being misogynistic.
For having British women. They have nice
they are. Yeah, I like the accents.
Did you say accents?
They're
or
not
going to
be ugly. They'll probably have one ugly one in.
That's the one that gets killed.
That's the one who lives.
Oh,
no, she'll be like.
You are not familiar with the rules
she'll
of this,
she'll be like the leader, like the headmistress of the schooling, the school, the caving school or whatever.
Right.
And she'll get bumped off, and that's why they can't figure out the way out.
I'm just going to give it a 5. It's halfway.
Oh, so we're all pretty much agreed on that one. Okay.
British women.
Moving on, we have... It's been out for a while, but I don't think any of us have seen it. Superman Returns?
Hell no.
I haven't seen it.
Do I really need to read the plot to this?
Nah.
Superman is back.
I think I know the plot.
Hence the title. to woo Lois Lane and save the planet. However, what he finds is a world that may not need his protection. Kevin Spacey plays the role of Lex Luthor, a legendary villain who may have an advantage over the self-doubling superhero.
I'll give it 7.
I'm going to probably go with 6 again.
I'm going with 5. The only reason is because of Kevin Spacey.
But I do like the fact that they reanimated Christopher Reeve's corpse.
Raises the...
I love Kevin Spacey.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Got the fire around and shit.
You are an asshole. You're a jerk.
And they did the Clug Chicago thing with the mouth, you know, to make him talk, you know? Hi. Remember, you can send all hate mail to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com.
Or heyduan@yahoo.com.
Does Duan listen to this podcast?
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah.
He's a bitch.
Been like that. Been like that.
Okay. No. World Trade Center. Nicolas Cage, Michael Pena, or Pena, I don't know how it's pronounced, and Mario Bello, I can't pronounce anything today, star and director Oliver Stone's, I'm surprised they mispronounced that, Oliver Stone's version of the true story of two Port Authority policemen who become trapped beneath the rubble of the World Trade Center while trying to rescue others after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. I'm so glad they clarified, what year it was.
Right, we needed that.
A long-awaited production, the film highlights the triumphs of the human spirit on that fateful day, but should be viewed with caution due to intense emotional content and disturbing images.
So,
yeah.
I am not seeing it on DVD.
Oliver Stone.
No, I'm definitely going to see it.
Oh, I'm definitely
because it's Oliver Stone, is that why?
No, it just looks like a good movie.
I've never seen a bad Oliver Stone film. And when I say that, I don't just mean I've never seen a bad Oliver Stone film. I mean, compared to all other movies.
Right.
And
he's
always top shelf stuff. I'm probably going to be inclined to give it an 8 or 9.
Yeah, I'll probably give it an 8 or something. I wonder if there's any hints about a conspiracy theory in it or something.
My parents keep hearing about it on all the right-wing radio nutcase talk shows they listen to. And according to them, they're all like, yeah, go see it. I'm like, and my mom was like, wow, it's Oliver Stone, and Rush Limbaugh thinks we should go see it. And I don't understand. I'm confused.
So is he usually hated among the right wing?
What do you think?
Crowd? That's a tough call. I mean,
do I really have to go to the?
Because I mean, a lot of ultra white right wing people are also conspiracy theorists, so they would probably revere JFK and stuff like that,
Yeah.
So I don't know how that one would play out. Oliver Stone's a weird guy.
Yeah,
he doesn't fit any kind of mold, so I'm going to guess that he's generally hated.
Well, we're all pretty much in agreement about that, then. Did you give it stars?
No, I don't like it.
What, stars?
He doesn't want to touch it.
I ain't touching the album.
Dave's giving the Switzerland vote.
Yes, sexy vote. Swiss women are sexy. Swiss women are sexy.
They make the best cheese and the best army knives.
And chocolate. Sexy.
So, yeah. Let's go ahead and play another song.
It's a Beck song.
Oh, okay.
You know, I dig the Beck. It's called Oh Maria.
Oh Maria by Beck.
Yeah. Hail to the Yale.
Thank you. I'm gone wild, and I've been looking for my shadow, but this place is so bright and so clean. There was no one, nothing to see. The night is useless, and so are we. 'Cause everybody knows the fabric of folly is falling apart at the seams. And I've been looking for a good time, but the pleasures are seldom and few.
Sucked. No, I'm just kidding. Was that was really great. Good. That was great. Had a kind of a honky tonk vibe to it at first.
The whole album is very
different.
Derivative.
Made me realize it didn't even matter if he was a Scientologist or not. It's really good. Like, I mean, I was
like,
doing it.
Tom Cruise, like, kicking it, you know?
Yeah.
No way. I don't see him and Tom Cruise hanging out.
Not today.
I don't know. Tom Cruise is pretty fucking lost it by now, dude.
Yeah, but Tom Cruise doesn't really strike me as a person that has a lot of tolerance. And I don't...
Beck, so...
Yeah, I think he would just
Beck also has a
nerves.
Sense of humor about himself, whereas Tom Cruise, I think, has lost that, too.
I suspect if Beck is still real active in the Scientology thing, because he's a Scientologist because his parents are Scientologists. And if he is still active, then that only contributes to the weirdness of his music. You know what I mean?
So you're born a Scientologist?
Well, if your parents
and you
are.
Can tell what the line that's in there is... And everybody must praise Xenu. Check your midichlorians at the door. Wasn't that the Star Wars? Anyway, so up next we have the advice column. And they have gum, by the way, in case you hear smacking. And that sounded disgusting.
I'm not.
It sounded like sex.
I'm not blowing bubbles. No, okay. Michael Jackson joke for you.
Anything. For those unfamiliar with this, basically, there's a website called advicinators.com, and it's kind of like LiveJournal. It's a place where you can start your own advice column, and they're really good. And by really good, I mean unintentionally good in a bad way. And these are real questions, and we're going to answer them. So go ahead, Mr. Pierce, and bless us with the first question.
Okay. I've been leaving my window open at night because the room is so hot. And sometime within the last month, I have developed an odd, crawling, painful sensation in my stomach. At night, I have interesting dreams about creatures laughing and poking me with sticks, and blue lightning coming from the ground. I am beginning to think I am in serious trouble. The thing I'm wondering most is, am I carrying a demon child or an alien one? It's either one or the other. There's no third option. I would much rather have a demon child because with aliens, who knows? I find demons a bit more amiable and predictable. Plus, demons generally do speak English. Can anyone tell me if I'm pregnant by a demon or an alien?
Well, where do you get that information? Demons generally speak English. It's right here in the Demon Guide. Let me open up to page 13. Demons clearly speak English. Yeah any advice for pregnant and...
I'm going to tell that bitch what to do. What you do. You shut that fucking window and turn the air on.
How are you so certain it's a girl?
I'm really not, but, you know, my advice to the bitch is shut the window, turn the air on. I don't care if it's a dude or a female. Fuck that. Turn your TV off at night because it's probably the blue screen making you think it's like electricity. Oh, she's pregnant?
Well, apparently, with a demon or an alien.
Yeah, but that's not quite like normal pregnancy. You could probably get impregnated again while you're already pregnant with the demon.
Yeah. Or the like the aliens.
Or what if the aliens come and impregnate you after, you know, with alien while you got demon, and then the aliens and the demons fight inside you?
Yeah.
That'd suck.
I just feel bad for the kid. That's all I know. I feel bad.
Yeah, why don't you think about the child?
What about the children?
I mean, you're going to raise this demon baby or alien baby in a house with no air conditioning. You really need to get your act together.
Yeah.
Get out there, get a job, get some fortitude, and basically make something out of yourself so that when you raise this demon or alien baby, it comes up correct. Has a college fund, a good career ahead of itself, you know what I mean? You got to think about these things. Future, okay? Look past the mistake that you made.
That would be awesome if it was an alien.
What'd you name it?
Guido.
Yeah. I'd name it after the father.
I just think that's... I don't know, man.
Yo, any more advice? Okay,
just,
yeah, let's go on to the next one.
Just quit drinking so much, lady.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Okay, the next one. It starts out, I have a problem, obviously. And this is very embarrassing to admit, but here it goes. I prefer to be intimate with animals over humans, and I don't know why. I love the fact how animals don't talk, but yet you can feel slash know what they want. I like having sexual relations with my animals. My advice that I am looking for is just, am I the only one? Is this healthy? What other objects could I use for intercourse?
A melon.
Is... Where?
Leave the dogs alone and go for the melon.
You think you're talking about dogs?
Animals, I'm thinking, I don't know.
I was like imagining pigs or something. Maybe chickens.
I don't even like the visual.
A man and his monkey.
I don't like the visual at all.
Sorry.
How about chickens?
A lot of feathers, man.
That's cool. As long as it's consensual.
Get your shots.
Yeah. I feel bad for the pig.
You know, and the crazy thing is, they said animals, they know what animals want.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's to be fucked in the ass by a human. I didn't know that.
Well, some pigs have vaginas.
Like
half of them, I think.
You know, oddly enough, I'm not offended by, like, cross-species, like, bestiality, but when it comes to human...
You watch a lot of cross...
Oh, yeah. It's all I watch all day.
It's on Discovery Channel.
I go to work, and I just watch, like, you know, hot duck-on-pig action. advice? Shoot yourself. Okay, moving on.
This day in history.
All right, what's today?
August 10th.
Okay, we'll start out with World War II.
Yes, let's start out with World War II.
Because World War III is right around the corner.
In 1944, American forces defeat the last Japanese troops on Guam.
Guam.
Such a small island.
How
did they end up in Guam?
I think by boat.
They put like a big sign that says like, sorry, armies moved to Guam. You know, I think the American soldiers were like, oh, man, we got to Japan and they're in fucking Guam.
Guam's a cool
I think they're talking about the last troops on Guam that they defeated. Yeah.
It was a world war.
Okay, in 1948, Candid Camera makes its television debut after being on radio for a year.
I wonder how that worked
out. How the hell was it on radio?
As Candid Microphone.
Okay.
I just don't see it. Literally, I don't see it.
The weird thing about Candid Camera was at the end of, like towards the end, it became, like, X-rated.
I don't remember that.
That was the originator of that
of
stuff.
The whole bloopers videos and,
you know,
hidden cameras. Yeah, was had to have some kind of origin.
All those shows owe
their
existence.
Was it 1940 something? 1944?
1948, it made 48. Its television debut.
That's cool.
That's an old show.
Hmm.
Did you see one?
I see the 1969.
That's what I was gonna do.
Rock on.
Okay. 69.
1969.
The day
Summer of Love. A day after murdering Sharon Tate and four others, members of Charles Manson's cult kill Lino and Rosemary LaBianca. So the continuation of the
Manson deal.
Excellent.
My favorite 10 pages of Helter Skelter are the one where they break down the Charles Manson's his interpretation of the Beatles. It's a really good read. 1988, U.S. President Ronald Reagan signs the Civil Liberties Act of 1988, providing $20,000 payments to Japanese Americans who were either interred or relocated by the United States during World War II.
Ouch.
$20,000 each?
Yeah.
Each family?
Each person, I guess.
Well, their lives did get fucked up. I mean, pretty much beyond repair, too.
I'm sure after the war, things settled down. I mean, by 1988, I'm sure, you know, it's not like they're still in the camps in 1988. $20,000 really isn't that much.
That's a lot. You know what? I'd be okay with that.
Shit, dude. You give me $20,000?
Yeah. Yeah, but for something like that, you're, I'm used to,
I'd probably kill a homeless man for $20,000. What?
I'd fight a homeless
man. You look at me like I'm the jerk.
I'd fight one. Fuck it.
So, what do you think of that?
I think I want $20,000.
Me too. But you can have it, because it's all mine. Mine! Mine, I said you, mine!
I was good. Okay, 1995, Oklahoma City bombers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols are indicted for the bombing.
Good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they killed Timothy McVeigh.
See, so how did that happen? Because it was Islamic terrorism.
Well, they were probably just patsies.
Right.
Because the big theory out there was that it was Iraqis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I was saying that, actually.
Oklahoma City has a very large
Iraqi population.
Yeah.
Expatriates. Really?
How'd they end up there? Like, teleporter?
Just during the war or something. Okay, 2003, American television series Futurama ends.
Damn.
Technically not.
But they're bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah, good. You know what's crazy? I would never give Futurama a chance because I was such a really big, hardcore Simpsons fan. And I thought Matt Groening should stick with the Simpsons, not even thinking that
for
he
real?
Actually...
Man. Last one. 2005, Lee Seong-seop dies from exhaustion in South Korea after playing the computer game StarCraft continuously for 49 hours.
Damn.
Don't laugh. It's not Damn. Funny.
Yeah, it is. It's hilarious.
He's even got his own entry.
He dies from
you
exhaustion?
Know, if I was going to die playing a video game, it wouldn't be fucking StarCraft.
What would it be? Katamari Damacy?
You the Million
Actually,
Roses.
We love Katamari. Yeah, no. Doing the Million Roses.
I don't know, man. I think I'd play Halo.
So, Mr. Dave has a song.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's because I'm a return victim of the podcast. Did I say victim? But, I'm about to let you hear some Gnarls right. Barkley.
You have? This is crazy.
You have to listen to it.
So
like
check it,
it
out. Check, okay, check,
let's
check
it
out.
Crazy shit.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. I
the guest spot.
The day that Larry, Loki, and I were going to Applebee's on a Sunday, and it was around 7 o'clock at night, and I knew there was a spider in my car.
Holy shit, that was
I knew there was a spider in my car.
But he didn't know where.
And I didn't know how big, because I never saw it. I just kept finding webbing, so I, you know, it could be a little tiny one, could be a big one, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have a car with white interior.
Oh. So anyway, EVA has not informed me of the existence of a possible spider in his car.
It slipped my mind.
It's just one of those things. I don't like spiders. I do not like them. If there's a spider crossing my path, it must die. If it is off the path and I see it, it gets to live because it ain't fucking with me. That's it. It's not fucking with me. It's good.
Live and let live.
We're riding. Me and Loki are a little hammered. EVA, however, is not. And I'm like talking.
We go around a corner.
We were right there at the light by Evans 12.
That's right.
We're at the light. We're stopped. And as we're about to go, I pull the visor down, it's a little bright, and there's a fucking spider that's like leg span and everything. It's about 2.5-3 inches. I mean, he's big. Well, I instantly threw the visor back up and began to furiously punch it while screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, yeah, you got it.
But he was mid-sentence. He was like, it was something like, yeah, well, I went to the football game and...
Nobody knows what the fuck is happening. So I pull this thing down and like an obliterated spider balls. I'm like, you know, I'm like, chill, you know.
So I mean, it was this weird moment because both Loki and I were absolutely confused. All we knew was that all...
He was going retarded!
Larry was talking to us, blah, 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 yeah, you know, oh, I was hanging out with my girlfriend. Ah! I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
The other day, I swear to God, this happened to me. I was sitting at a light, and light turned green.
Okay.
My windows are wide open because it's early in the morning. And I look over and I see something go zoom, zoom. And it's that buzz that you know is a bee.
Yeah.
It's not a fly.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm looking... The shit is right there on my dashboard, and I'm looking for anything I can to swat the shit out of my car.
I've had a wasp fly into my car.
But I'm driving. There's no way I can pull over. But I'm scared shitless.
Your mind's like, I can't pull over. I must keep going, but I must kill this.
Yeah.
And you're driving past like parking lot after parking lot after parking lot.
Yeah, where you
and your mind's going, no, kill.
Yeah.
Don't stop driving, kill.
Yep.
Because you're trying to exude your dominance over nature. You're like, I shouldn't have to stop for this shit. I should just kill this thing.
But
I'm a man.
At the same time, if I don't, it's going to sting me in the neck.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go numb and then crash into something.
Yeah, exactly.
Or someone.
Or sting you in the eyes and then you end up, you know, like under a semi-truck. Well, you heard our guest spot. What'd you guys think?
Ah! But yeah, that sucks about that.
What he didn't tell you was he made me pull over in the parking lot and then, like... At that point, we knew we hadn't seen it yet, but we knew he told us there was a spider, and so you know he closed the thing
visor.
And just punched it, just left it there, right?
Yeah.
So we pull in the parking lot, and he hops out of the car like the entire car is infected.
Damn.
But as he's hopping out of the car, I'm lowering the visor to see, and a little bit of the like dead spider gets in his leg, and he freaks the fuck out.
Of course.
And like you know, chastises me, and you know, it was great.
What a lady.
Anyway, yeah, what a bitch. Hope you're listening to this, Ghost. Moving on, we have... This is kind of a play when we did rapper or wrestler with Soup Toddy Todd. We had to guess who was a rapper or wrestler. This is porn star or cartoon character. So I'm going to read a list of names.
Right. Yeah.
And you guys are going to tell me. Now, some of them are obvious. Some of them you will know off the top of your head. But some of them are tricky, okay?
Right.
You're going to tell me whether it's a porn star or a cartoon character. And this has been verified by Wikipedia, so... You know,
okay.
If I'm wrong, blame Wikipedia, not me. And I'm going to keep score, okay? And the home team has never won any of these games we've ever played. So maybe this time Mr. Pierce can take the reins and run with it.
Do you know a lot of porn stars?
Yeah.
I know a lot
okay.
of cartoon
All right, well, All right. let's go. All right, excellent. Okay. So start off. Leanna Fox.
Porn star.
That's correct. Benjamin T. Ball.
Benjamin T. Ball?
Porn star.
Yeah, I'm going to say porn star.
Cartoon character.
I knew it was a cartoon
from
character.
Top Cat. I also wrote down the cartoon they were from. Okay.
But not the porn film?
No, because anyway. Princess Salvina.
Yes. Porn star.
Ooh. I never seen her. I'm going to say cartoon character.
cartoon character from My Little Pony.
I think I knew that from somewhere.
Pokey Wolf.
That is a Pokey? Cartoon.
Pokey.
Pokey.
Cartoon character.
Cartoon.
Yes. Huckleberry Hound. Coco Calypso.
Porn star.
Cartoon character.
Cartoon character from Strawberry Shortcake.
From Strawberry Shortcake.
Scores are tied.
So good.
Which you used to watch all the time, huh, Dave? Anyway. Aurora Snow.
Porn star.
Porn star.
I've seen her stuff.
Yes, that's right. You're so proud of it, too. Okay.
You too.
Sandy Cheeks.
Porn star. Wait, wait, wait. Can I switch that? That's SpongeBob.
Yeah, you can.
Good job, Dave.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cartoon.
Let me tell everybody. Oh. He hadn't answered yet.
He didn't?
No.
I thought for sure he said.
Nope. You just fucked up now. Yes. SpongeBob SquarePants. I told you some, there are a couple really obvious ones. Yeah, I kind of like them because they were duplicitous in the name. I mean, Sandy Cheeks does sound like a porn star, doesn't it? Anyway. Air Force Amy.
Porn star.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you guys familiar
with her
work?
She's on the brothel episode.
Okay.
In Vegas.
Baba Louie.
That's cartoon character.
Yes, Quick Draw McGraw. He's a sidekick. And a Cabal. Willie Wentworth.
Porn star.
Cartoon character.
Cartoon character from the Snorks.
You know how I'm trying to think of these? I would
just
think
don't.
Of what, no, I would think of what my name would be. If
your
name would be Willie Wentworth?
That would be a good name for porn.
Well, that's okay. He's trying to trick you.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Joy Kiss.
How do you spell it?
Like it sounds. Joykiss.
Porn star.
Yeah, porn star.
Porn star.
Who's winning?
SMP's winning by 1 point. Race Bannon.
Who?
Cartoon.
Cartoon.
Yes. Johnny Quest. Madam Raz.
Cartoon.
I'm gonna say... Well, how do you spell Raz?
R-A-Z-Z.
Cartoon.
Should I say cartoon?
Yep.
You should want me to say porn star.
You should.
I'm gonna say porn star.
Cartoon.
Damn.
Now we're even.
You did that on purpose. Okay. Hunk Garrett. I don't know why that one's so funny.
Because it's too obvious, but it might be a trick.
That's why I'm saying porn star.
Yeah.
If I was a porn star, I'd like the name Hunk.
Wait a minute, I thought you were a porn star.
I am.
I'm going to say cartoon character.
Cartoon character from Voltron.
Son of a bitch.
But you guys didn't know the Voltron guys actually had names.
Yeah, like Hunk.
Wendy Whoppers.
Yes, that is a porn star.
Are you guys familiar with her work?
Yeah,
I don't watch
huge.
Enough porn, so
huge.
I would assume with a name like Wendy Whopper. Okay, that's me not knowing better. Lotta Plump.
There's a lot of something.
Yeah.
Porn star. But she might be like a ripoff.
Oh, God.
That's right.
I'm going to say.
The cartoon character based on the porn film for kids. That's right.
No, I mean like porn
I'm
star.
I'm going to say cartoon.
A lot of porn stars will give themselves
say
names that,
yeah.
that recall another porn star.
Lotta Vagina. Lotta.
Yeah, that's what it was. Lotta Vagina. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Was this one that Lotta something?
Lotta Plump.
It's a porn star.
It's a cartoon character.
Porn star? Okay. Yeah. Dave was right.
It's a cartoon character?
Yeah.
Yep.
From the Richie Rich universe, interestingly enough.
Retired?
Yes. Sunset Thomas.
He is so sexy. I'm going to say.
I was thinking it was a girl.
Yeah, I would think, I would hope Sunset is
Did
a girl.
I say he?
Yeah.
Out loud?
Yeah. Got something you want to tell us, Dave?
No, just kidding.
I think it's a porn star.
Damn it, man. I'm going to say porn star, too.
Yes. Tiffany Million.
Porn star.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's porn star.
Porn star. Chip Stoker.
Sounds like they do from Channel 6.
I think...
Chip Stoker?
I'm going to say porn star.
I'm going to say cartoon.
And Dave goes ahead with cartoon. Voltron.
This happened last
time. If you would have said Stroker. I would have gone Joystop.
Jackie Jokers.
I'm going to say cartoon.
Me too.
Yeah.
That is a cartoon character, right. Yes.
Now, if you said Jackie Pokers.
Lady Fox.
Lord.
Cartoon.
And porn star.
Really?
And Dave wins.
Can I change my answer?
Nope. 16-15. That's a close game.
That was fun.
Home team never wins. Ever. We just do it to be nice to our guests.
That is awesome.
So, yeah, that was a porn star versus cartoon character. A
lot of poker. I like that one.
If you have any more ideas for interesting games like that that we could do, please give us some email. I'll do all the research. Just shoot off an email at ebaofvn@gmail.com or at sirmildredpierce@gmail.com and hit us off. So, yeah, we're going to play another song. I got a live CD from the Helblinky Sextet, which is a local band. They're really good. They're kind of like pirate slash punk music, sort of, somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. And this is a live performance they did with the violin quartet called the Rib Tips. This is one of my favorite songs. They've never recorded this in the studio that I know of, and it's called Wicked World. So this is Helblinky Sextet Live with Wicked World.
Take a look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Does something in here frighten you, or does it set you free? I tell you of my petty dreams and petty miseries. Take a look into my eyes and tell me what you see. Up here in my lonely room, truth is never what it seems. Out there in the wicked world, my dreams become reality. They will surely set us free. Yes, they must surely set us free. Oh, take a look into my eyes and tell me what you see.
When you are young, people always say, don't look back, you must obey. For centuries now, truth is just a fence. Get up on your ass and raise some hell.
Take this piece of fingernail and put it in your box. With melted wax and dragon's blood and lots of pretty rocks. Pray for peace and harmony. We'll meet the sailors at the docks. Those of us who've learned to treat will try to grasp the stone. Up here in my lonely room, the two of us sit down to tea. While out there in the wicked world, a thousand ships sail off to sea. They will surely set us free. Yes, they must surely set us free. Take a look into my eyes and tell me what you see.
When you are young, people always say, don't look back, you must obey. For centuries now, truth is just a bell. Get up on your ass and raise some hell.
Those of us who learn to dream will try to grasp the stone. The non-existent essence that makes each one of us whole. Trust me and confide in me. Hold me when the night is cold. Those of us who've learned to dream will try to wrap the spell. Up here in my lonely room, truth is never what it seems. Out there in the wicked world, my dreams become reality. They will surely set us free. Yes, they will surely set us free. Tell me what you see.
When you are young, people always say, don't look back, you must obey. For centuries now, truth is just a fail. Get up off your ass and raise some hell. When you are young, people always say, don't look back, you must obey. For centuries now, truth is just a fail. Get up off your ass and raise some hell. When you are young, people always say, don't look back, you must obey. For centuries now, truth is just a fail. Get up off your ass and raise some hell. When you are young, keep it on the day. Don't look back, you must obey. Both things are down.
And yeah, that was the Hellblinky Sextet live doing Wicked World. And just a little interesting side note, the lead singer, Andrew Benjamin, a good guy, he plays drums with his feet and plays guitar and then sings. If you like that, you should check out Hellblinky.com. If you like that, you should check out Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. You know.
Is that what you want to play?
One arm drummers are the best.
That guy uses his feet all the time.
Oh, because he's only got one arm, right?
Yeah, so he uses his
feet. Kind of a Tom Waits thing going on with the music, which is not a bad thing. You know, you're going to compare it to someone.
I think it's amazing, honestly.
Yeah, I think it's one of the...
Yeah.
The weird thing about Augusta is the local bands are different. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, other places, they got local bands, and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
But Augusta's local bands are good and strange, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, you got me, you got Sir Mildred Pierce, you got Hellblinky Sextet, you got the band that you were in, Figure Four, which is a wrestling rock rap band.
Zombie, pirate, ninja, robot, monkey news! Film at 11.
So do we have any robot, monkey, ninja news?
It's zombie news, because it's about...
Oh, it's zombie news.
It's about Rob Zombie.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Rob Zombie is to direct a remake of John Carpenter's classic...
Halloween?
Halloween.
Oh.
He's going to do a remake of Halloween.
Does John Carpenter approve of this?
It doesn't really say.
It'll be a Michael Myers. That's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. It's scheduled to be released in October of 2007.
Did you just say scheduled?
Did I?
The like English pronunciation of scheduled?
I don't know.
Like scheduled. Probably. I hate when people pronounce it that way.
So that's about it for Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
So
you should be fired into space. Without a spacesuit. Well, maybe. Well, we'll see. Give everything except the helmet.
Yeah. So are you excited?
Not really.
What else did he direct? He directed House of a Thousand Corpses. Never saw it.
Which was basically a remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It really pissed me off.
He's a very big horror freak fan.
That'd be cool if he came up with some original ideas. I was really all excited about House of a Thousand Corpses. I thought it was going to be good. And then it was just a remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It was pretty blasé and generic. And I was like, it had a few like interesting moments, but as a whole, I was like, oh, this will happen.
Well, he might have had a reason for doing it, just to be like everything that he idolized.
Yeah, and we're going to play a song, so let's listen to Atmosphere doing Even More Human Than Human. It's a
cover?
Rob Zombie. Yes and no, and it's with the Executioners, so there's a lot of scratching, too.
Was Harry Truman the guy that used to dress up and drag? Just answer the question, really.
No, it was not Harry Truman.
It was J. Edgar Hoover.
J. Edgar
really?
Hoover.
That's too bad, because that would rhyme pretty good with More Truman Than Truman, More Truman. Weird Al could do it. But
about dressing in drag.
Yeah, but it wasn't Truman, so.
Maybe Truman Capote.
And scene. In the absence of light, 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 darkness
prevails. If there's trouble, all us freaks have is each other. Each other. Each other.
Anti-martyr, the balance of human, constant fire starter. Pry apart your soul, find the foot.
Atmosphere Slug, the unoriginal and always behind the times, Mike Patton. Well, like Mr. Pierce says he's unoriginal.
Really? Do you know that Mr. Bungle was way ahead of his time? Way ahead. Dude, come on. Mr. Bungle, come on.
I'm just not impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
When James Child came out and all that crazy shit, he was doing some outlandish shit.
Yeah, well,
Mr. Bungle, give it another listen.
Honestly, if you give it,
you should try, like, I'm serious. Give it one more try.
I'll listen to it when I'm high next time.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that's cool.
Mildred Reviews the World.
Let's do a sitcom.
Okay, which one?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Remember that one.
How could you not remember this one?
I'm sure if you remember Freshman.
What you talking about, Willis?
All the names always sound
Gary Coleman and
Little Midget Man.
Little guy.
You know, and in retrospect, you know, those shows, there are a lot of them like that, were very racist. Unintentionally, but you know, the rich, affluent white man takes in two poor inner city youths who happen to be not white. That's the plot of the show, yeah. And they teach him to have, you know, kind of a little less bourgeoisie element to his life, and he, you know, teaches them sophistication and shows them the love that they never got from their, you know, wayward parents.
And the curse of that is they all had something to do with the law, breaking it.
Well, Gary Coleman didn't.
He became a security guard.
Yeah, so he did just something lawful did happen to him. That's right. See?
And he later went on to endorse psychic people. Yeah.
Psychic Friends Network.
Yeah.
Oops.
He went on the on a reality show.
Where it came out.
That was just my own. That was right on the top of my head. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much about Different Strokes.
You got to at least remember what you're talking about, Willis. It was one of the first sitcoms to, like, start looking at drugs.
All of the child stars ended up having problems after the show ended.
Dana
Plato, she was on that, too? She was the one that I was talking about.
Yeah, you guys were talking
about
drank
the hemlock.
Yeah, she died.
Yep.
Wait, that was Socrates.
And Gary Coleman and the other Bridges person.
Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges were involved in legal trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Bridges had a coke problem, too, didn't he?
Todd Bridges shot and killed someone, went to jail for a couple years.
Just a couple years.
The show is also known and frequently mocked for its many very special episodes. Arnold discovers that his friend Ricky is an alcoholic. Arnold and Dudley are peer pressured into smoking cigars. When Arnold is offered drugs on the playground, Nancy Reagan comes and speaks to his class about drugs and pushes her Just Say No campaign.
Yeah, she started her Say No campaign right there.
I bet you think she was proud of that moment? Like, that was she felt like maybe in the annals of history that would be notated, you know, that she... Nancy Reagan was infamous for going on Different Strokes and speaking about Just Say No.
They say that all the time on VH1. Everything leads back to Different Strokes is all I'm trying to say.
It's the Kevin Bacon of the internet.
It is.
So Different Strokes, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it one thumbs up for existing.
Wow.
You gotta give it another thumbs up just for being culturally significant. Yeah, like having a major effect on pop culture, launching the career of
Can I just say a couple of things real quick?
Alright.
Just hear me out, okay?
Sure, go ahead.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. And that's how you sum up this podcast.
But it's Mildred Reviews the World.
But the world
don't
move.
So it's my drum.
But the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
It doesn't beat to the drum of, you know, Ebert and the other guy.
Siskel?
No, the one that's not dead.
Robert.
Yeah. But they still give their opinions all over. You know,
so
double blind.
So, what's the next?
Music, whatever.
Okay, so Sir Mildred Pierce is going to review Jurassic 5. The song is called Work It Out.
That's right, and let me tell you, Jurassic 5 teamed up with, you never believe it, Dave Matthews Band.
Really?
And they sing the chorus, and it's an amazing chorus, and it all fits so well together I'm really amazed with Jurassic 5 right now. I can't wait for that album to come out.
Alright.
I thought you were going to have it.
I dun, dun.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
One, two. Don't stop your dreaming. Let yourself float upon the notion. We can work it out. We gonna work it out, baby. Go ahead, lose yourself inside this opportunity. That we gonna make it right.
And we burn. Right now my only rhyme is this lesson I learned. You talk about trust, I talk about lust. It's not appealing as you truly speak your feelings. I'll be looking at the ceiling, so concealing. Should've put my heart on the table, knowing I was good and able, but instead I fed your fables. If I could have you back, best believe it'd be forever, cause each and every day you will hear those 411.
Don't stop your dreaming. Let yourself float upon the notion. We can work it out. We gonna work it out, baby. Go ahead, lose yourself inside this opportunity. We gonna make it right now, make it right now.
Hey, these are different times, but we feel the same pains. The blood of mankind's running through the same veins. We fight to make it right, some would say remain tame. Same crimes, even though the names change. And we like different minds, working off the same brain. Passengers on different cars, stepping off the same train. In the end, making it right's the main aim. Different parts of the picture highlight the same frame.
Don't stop your dreaming. Let yourself float upon the notion. We can work it out. We gonna work it out, baby. Go ahead, lose yourself inside this opportunity.
You know what I know, you need to work it out. If you ain't happy with yourself, you need to work it out. You had the problems with your family, then work it out. The things we go through just to work it out. I work it out when the situation seems unworkable, unreversible. But God is most merciful. Many works, many men converse. Soul searching, sweat it out, really trying to work it out.
With a constant complaint, we either gonna make it fly, we ain't. I already know what some of you think. I'ma talk of hip hop and how bad it's got, then try to pull a plug. I'm not looking for nobody to judge. You say you ain't, I never thought you was. I'm just trying to get with you and posing the same picture so this right thing can move the right thing and do the right thing. Make me your light game, plus my man might sing.
Don't stop your dreaming. Let yourself float upon the notion. We can work it out. We gonna work it out, baby. Go ahead, lose yourself inside this opportunity.
Jurassic 5 with Work It Out with Dave Matthews Band.
Didn't see that coming.
Not much of a fan of Dave Matthews Band.
No, I really wasn't.
Me neither, yeah.
That's nice, though.
Yeah, it's a good collaboration. I would never have expected it.
Mellow vibe.
Yeah. It reminded me of Blackalicious a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Needs some scratching.
It does. It did need some scratching.
That would actually, yeah. Maybe 3 or 4 thumbs up.
Okay.
3.5.
Cool.
I'll give one down for not having any scratching.
Yeah. So, our next category?
I think it's a book.
I've been reading some Alan Watts.
I'm not familiar with it.
Philosopher, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just trying to get into a mood. And it's a lot of Zen in there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's Zen.
And
everything's Zen.
Everything. Well, anyways, the book is basically about, it's called This Is It. And it's like living in the present
not really thinking about the past or the future.
Is it something you'd find in the self-help section?
No, I don't think so. I don't even know where the hell I got the book from. I just picked it up one day. And I was
it materialized.
Yeah, it was paperback. It was sitting right next to my John Stewart's America book. I was like, okay, I'll check that out. Just read it. It's only like about 20 chapters. But it was very informative and made me realize, you know, you can't really... You're put on this planet for a reason, you know what I mean?
Which reason is that?
Well, that's what you got to try to find out, you know what I'm saying? But you don't have to go dwelling...
Mine is the Creamy Nougat Center.
That is in Switzerland,
of
actually.
The universe.
Because Swiss has the best cheese and chocolate.
Do you think there's a planet out there made out of nougat?
Creamy nougat? I hope so, because if I ever land there, that planet's gone.
I was wondering if there might be like a whole planet made of just gold.
Does anyone have a Hershey's bar?
There's
nougat in a Hershey's bar. If you get the Hershey's with nougat.
There's mayonnaise in a Hershey bar if you get the Hershey's with mayonnaise.
You can dunk it in mayonnaise if you really want to.
Yum!
So anyway, I'll give the book...
off all that.
I'll give it 3 thumbs up
because you haven't read the
concept.
It. I'm going to give it 2 thumbs down.
All right.
For trying to voice his opinion on me.
Those stupid authors trying to voice their opinion?
Yeah. And...
Why couldn't he voice your opinion?
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to write a book called This Is Your Opinion.
Tell me what you think.
All right. Okay.
Wait, no, I'll tell you.
No, let me tell you.
Let me tell you what you think.
I wrote this for you.
So okay. Anyway...
All right, what else you got?
Category 4 is a video game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah? You played a few video games.
I have. How about Star Wars Battlefront for PlayStation 2?
I've played that, actually. Liked it. I like the concept. Yeah, I'll give it... I think I'll give it 3 thumbs up.
Okay, because you haven't played it.
I played it, not enough. I should check that out. I'm going to probably get the second one and see how that works out for me.
I'm going to give it a 3 because nothing really compares to Halo to me. I just like blowing shit up.
I've been really craving a game like that where it just blows shit up.
Okay, so what's the next category?
A food. Una comida.
Oh,
I'm getting hungry too.
How about Taco Bell, man?
Taco Bell.
For real.
You asked the wrong person about Taco Bell.
You don't like Taco Bell?
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah? Good. Yeah. What's your favorite
He's like a
one?
Taco Bell fucking food? Addict. We've My had beer. This conversation before. You don't remember.
The Taco Bell horoscope?
Yeah, you had the horoscope out. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to give it 4.
Really? Yeah?
Because it's still, you know, it's still fast food. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not as good as like Teresa's or something
True.
Like that, you know?
True. You
know,
it's certainly not chips. Very good for you. I'm sure they're using high-grade horse meat.
I don't know Angus. About that. If you look in the back of a Mexican restaurant, it looks pretty much like a Taco Bell.
Mm.
So I wouldn't put too much money saying it's like better or worse for you. I'd probably say it's better because in general, I eat less when I'm at Taco Bell than I am at Teresa's.
Hmm.
So
you also drink less.
That's true, man.
Wow.
That liquor probably does. Help it metabolize slower.
I could use a Corona right about now.
I got Corona in my car.
Oh, yeah,
it's been sitting there for.
I wouldn't fuck with it.
So yeah, 4. But I'll give it 1 thumbs down for
being fast food.
You got 4, a thumbs down for it?
1 thumbs down. Yeah.
Same reason.
Just that I really don't like hamburger meat inside of. Our tacos.
It is a redundant.
Well, they have steak soft tacos.
It is a very redundant restaurant, I think.
It's what?
Redundant restaurant.
In what way?
Like, everyone has their favorite menu item, but when you come down to it, if you look really carefully and you taste them, every menu item tastes like at least really close to 2 other menu items.
Yeah.
And I think you go to a real Mexican restaurant, like you get the, you know, the red beans and rice. And then you get, like, the mixed rice. They taste dramatically different. I'm just saying, you know, I mean...
The next category is a place.
Athens, Georgia.
Athens. Yeah.
Have you been there lately?
I haven't been there...
Have you been there since they unleashed the giant mutated radioactive frogs? Because it's, like, a whole different town.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're eating, you know, or you're checking out some band or, you know, hanging out at a college party and this giant mutated glowing frog hops down the road and you kind of have to stop and go, hey, look.
He's on a tangent.
Yeah.
Hello? How's it going?
I like Athens. Damn. There's people there that can party.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's easy to do when you got giant mutated glowing.
Yeah. Things. And 30,000 students, you know.
True that.
Yeah. So
it Athens, is a college town.
Yeah, it's a college town, definitely. I mean, there ain't nothing else to it.
Yeah, well, UGA. I have my own opinions about Athens, but go ahead.
I lost my virginity in Athens.
See?
I
meant well, that there I, you I brought go. That up earlier. Crazy?
Russell Hall.
Yeah, see, you know where it was. It's an alleyway. That's cool.
No, it was in a dorm room. Like, probably the majority of people that lose their virginity in Athens is probably
in a dorm room.
In the cheapo freshman dorm rooms.
Oh, okay. Of course, so it's been used a lot.
Man, that
okay.
Russell Hall's nasty.
I bet. That, okay. It's been a couple years. Yeah.
I'm just afraid if they had a fire in there. I don't know. Something about
I personally? So what'd you give it? What do you give it? What do you give
it? I'll give it 3 thumbs up. Yeah. I was never.
It doesn't have a very memorable vibe, though. I don't think.
Doesn't?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm gonna sound like you now, but it feels like a pretty generic town to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have you been there at night? I mean, like part.
No,
of
and I, admittedly, every time I go there, I go with my family. So.
That would definitely taint it towards the.
You know, I.
No, you gotta spend a few days there, really, like really? On a weekend or something, and it's one of those towns. You know how like Augusta. You have to wait maybe a year until, like, a good act comes through. And Athens, on the weekend, it's like deciding, okay, which one am I going to go see?
Yeah.
I can only go see one. Or I can go watch this one for, like, 30 minutes and go to the other one for, like, 30 minutes. And
that is true, because they got a hell of a lot of good hip-hop shows coming through there.
Yes.
People that I'm like, yeah, I go see that.
Yeah, I'll give it 4 thumbs up, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe 1 thumbs down for losing my Virginia there.
Why is that a thumbs down?
Because
you would have preferred if it was like, you know, like.
Because it sucked.
On the moon.
Losing Virginia always sucks pretty much. Was it all that when you lost your Virginia?
I didn't even know it happened, honestly. I was like.
And I tried telling this to Todd.
He woke up and he's like.
I was happy that it happened, and apparently it did, but I don't remember much of it, and the girl broke up with me.
All he knows, he woke up and his ass hurt so bad.
It hurt. I couldn't walk for 2 days.
Alright, next category is category number 7, we're up to an event.
The event was the catastrophe of Hurricane Katrina.
5 thumbs up, for sure. What do you expect me to say?
I wish you could see his face, he had this big goofy smile, and he had both thumbs in the air, it was great. Wow. And he's like, all shaking his head, like, yeah, 5 thumbs up, yes.
Yeah. So
it's almost like a photo op.
5 thumbs up.
Any thumbs up? It did lay the fire and brimstone wrath of God upon the.
I think it. I'll give it 1 thumbs up for
exposing George W. Bush's administration as
exposing the limitations of SimCity. Because you wouldn't be able to recreate that event in SimCity. But I bet you will in the next one.
What a bizarre thing! Oh my God! Wow! What a bizarre thing to say, man.
Because I used to, like, in SimCity 2, you actually could. They had a flood option, yeah. And you could even build little levees, like, by raising the hills up one square, and it would stop the flooding.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Very cool.
Maybe FEMA should have tried that out before all this shit happened a couple years ago.
So anyway, no. Topic 9 is a British royal.
God, not that again.
Spice Girl.
They are royal. They're royal. Oh, yeah. They are royaler than royalty. They are royalty. They're royalty.
This may be the first 5 thumbs up and 5 thumbs down.
Yeah. All 5 of them. Yeah, that's right. Baby Spice, Posh Spice.
I think the only one I liked was the baby one.
I like the brown one. God, the
brown one's
hot.
Scary Spice?
Is she black or Indian
light
or something?
Skin. I forgot her name.
So, yeah, the Spice Girls, yeah, whatever. I can't remember any song.
Oh, no, I don't.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. I want to zoom, 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 zig, 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 zoom. So there.
See, now I have to kill you, Dave. And I didn't want to, but, you know.
It's useless information I got in my head, man. I don't know how it happens.
The brain's amazing.
That's a pretty song. Do you like that song?
No.
You know.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
What does that mean?
Friendship never ends. I always wondered if it
gang meant, bang the hell yeah, out of the bitches. Yeah,
that's the impression I got. Woo! Was that it was all about like woo! if you wanna woo! You know, get with me, you gotta
you
fuck
got
all my
to
friends.
Screw all my friends, please.
Which is an odd, you know. You know,
friendship
you don't
never
hear too
ends.
Many girls going, okay, I'll date you, but only if you fuck my friend. What?
Yeah, whatever.
They were so angry.
Spice Girls.
And
definitely
five...
the worst British royal ever.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Five thumbs down.
I'm not going to give him five. I mean, that's like...
Four and a half. 4.99999.
I'm going four down,
one up.
One way up on Mill.
Come here, sit down.
Why? I don't want to know why.
Just trust me, sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting. Are you drawing a book?
Come on, Jennifer.
Let's go to the Coliseum.
Good Jenny. Lord.
Jenny.
It's a Monday or a Tuesday.
And
Jenny, join us.
I want to be on the pod.
This is a perfect time for me to smoke a cigarette. For
it
real.
Is. The pod is. What's going on? I don't know.
Are you intoxicated?
Yes.
Is she? She's a little tipsy.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Do your thing. Right. We came
by
earlier.
Too bad
you missed
the
room. Oh,
man.
Yeah, I'm going to go drink it, Dan.
So, Sir Mildred Pierce has left, and it's just me and Dave.
Lord, yes, it is.
We were invaded. We've been trying to get women on the show and boost the estrogen. It just hasn't happened. So, any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Duan if Mitchie. He's listening. You know what I'm saying? I'd like somebody to fill up his inbox, man. It's heyduan @yahoo.com. Yes. Just
again,
fill it up. Just
you can check Dave out on the web at workable.com.
That's
check
right.
Check me out, shapelessmass.com. Mr. Pierce has no website. He's homeless.
That's right.
So, yeah, too bad. We have our email thing. Ding, ding.
Hi, kids. Please remember to send all emails to SirMildredPierce@gmail.com and ebaofvn@gmail.com. Thanks.
That's right.
And give a shout out to Day Day.
That's right, my little one. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, everything's good. Everything's great. Oh, Sir Mildred came back on.
That was
yeah,
weird.
He has returned.
Sarah and Jenny for stopping by.
Thanks, Sarah and Jenny. They'll never listen to this, but.
Well, if we include some of their banter.
Well, they don't know what a podcast is.
Well, they'll learn.
They need to ask a ninja. Todd. Soup Toddy Todd.
That's right. I want to give a shout out to Todd, too. He always makes a podcast interesting.
Yep. You nerd.
I'll give a shout out to Dave.
Thanks.
We always give shout outs to Dave.
Yeah, we give a shout out to Dave.
Yeah, I noticed. That's great. I appreciate that. Don't know.
This is a different Dave. This is Dave Coulier of Full House.
He's still around?
Who? He's not dead. So, a joke. Okay.
Oh, yeah, the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. For Charlene.
Shout out to Charlene right now.
Charlene and Sydney.
So, this Catholic priest, this priest is up and he's delivering a sermon to a very large congregation. And it comes time for offering. And he notices that one of the men, he just happens to catch that one of the men is taking money out of the collection plate as it goes by. Then he decides at that moment you can do one of two things. You can either call the guy out and embarrass him, and then, you know, he'll probably leave the church and never come back. Or he can come up to him after the service. So he decides the much more, you know, rational, like, better thing to do is to, you know, come up to him in person after the service is over. So, you know, he finishes his whole, you know, message and everything, and they go through, and everyone's milling out into the foyer and going into their cars and stuff. He happens to catch the guy. Guy's noticeably nervous, like shaking in his boots. Every step the priest takes, you know, he freaks out even more because he, you know, he's deer in headlights. I'm caught. Well, the priest comes up to him and he says, you know, I saw what you did in the, you know, during the collection, and you know, I of course put the money back, and I want to know why. He's like, oh, forgive me, Father, I feel terrible. I took $15 for a blowjob. Now this is back before, you know, the modern scandals, so you have to bear with me for the sake of this joke that this priest, bizarrely enough, did not know what a blowjob was. So he takes the $15. He's like, oh okay. He tries to play it off. You know, he's like, well, that's understandable. Do three Hail Marys and don't ever do that again and go. So, you know, he's like, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving me. And runs off. Well, he's puzzled because he goes to his office and he starts looking through his books and can't find the word blowjob anywhere. The dictionary, it's not in the Bible. You don't remember the thou shalt not blowjob, you know, part of the Bible or anything. So he decides he's going to go down, you know, the church is kind of old and it's got this massive, massive catacombs below it. And then a lot of the nuns hang out there to meditate. And there's this nun, Sister Mary Clemens, who resides in like the deepest, darkest, dank bowels of the compound that is the church. So he makes his way down to these cobweb-strewn, candle-lit, very dark and very musty catacombs. Makes his way to Sister Mary Clemens, and she's there, of course, on her knees in quiet repose, and she's this wise old woman, deep lines in her face, very aged. And he comes up to her and he's like, Sister Mary Clemens, I have a great deal of respect for you, and you mean so much to our community and to us, and the works you do. I have a very important question for you because you're so wise. She says, what is your question? He says, what is a blowjob? She says, $50.
Oh, she must have been sexy, too. Deep in that cave, waiting.
So there's your joke.
Good one.
Charlene, enjoy.
Do you want to do a clean one now?
What do you call 100 rabbits leaping backwards?
I don't know.
A receding hairline.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I get it.
See, because they're rabbits and they're... Yeah.
Receding. Hey, too.
So there you go. And now some vinyl assault by yours truly. And enjoy. And see you guys next week.
Thanks for having me, homies.
So big is because they're stretched to like nasty.
That looks painful.
I would love.
That looks like any second they're going to explode. Like,
thank you.
Anyway.